Good morning, Rav Timon Chayodim, Kalam at Zion. And we finished Simon Beis, and we're going to try and make now a summary of the different points. So obviously the Chachila person should try to find a kli, which has no holes in it of any type. We'll see later on, we'll talk about cracks, and we'll talk about also if there are any type of chips out of the lip of it as well. So we'll talk about that separately. Okay. So if that's not available, and there's a kli which has a nekev in it, if the there is a hole there, but nothing is really coming out in any significant way, even when it's full, it's not going to be dripping out. So that is no question that a person could use that for netilas hadayim, so it's not even a moti mashka. The definition of a moti mashka is not clear exactly the amount that would be. Are we measuring it based on if the kli holds? The more water you have, the more pressure there is, the more weight there is, the more it's going to force the liquid out. Are we measuring based on the shear of a revius? If this kli would just hold revius, it would be moti mashka. Are we saying practically right now that it has liquid in it and it's letting liquid out? The pashas would be that would be so. And this is the ha'ara that the Biskei Tshuvos has in a footnote. He says he's not found anybody who discusses this issue. And he would assume the chumrah. Now, if water is dripping out, but it's not dripping out when it's occasionally slowly water drips out over a period of time, it's not one drop after the other. So that's what in halacha that's defined as mutzi mashka, not a kanes mashka. So if from the point where the hole is and below there's still a revius of liquid in the kli, so a person can use that kli. But if the hole is on the bottom of the kli, and there's not a shear of a revius above that point, so the Chazon Ish holds that situation. He finds that's still kasher lechatchila. A mutimashka does not move out to the same kli, and the kli is considered machzik revius. It only comes out over a period of time. It's not dripping one after the other. However, the Mishnah Berurah feels that there are oisrim, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that you can only use that kli b'shas hadchak, otherwise not. If the water is going out in the madrega of kenes mashka, which means it's dripping out one drop after the other, so it's not a flow, it's a drop, 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 drop. If it's not a flow, that's called already the madrega called kenes mashka. So a person should not use that kli. And according to the he cannot use the kli from the top part of the kli, no matter where that hole is. From that point and upwards, we have a concern that's not considered a kli. So a person cannot wash on the top part of the kli. So where can the person wash from? If from the hole and below it's able to hold the revius, so it's considered clean from that point onward, that below, but you cannot wash out of the top. You have to wash out of the hole. So in that situation, which we just gave, where it's just coming out like that, that'd be very problematic. If the hole's a little bit larger, there actually is a potential flow of liquid coming out of the clea, so then a person could use that. That's when Shabur comes out. If the hole is large enough that the flow is flowing out as a full flow without any type of a hafsik, so you have no other kli available, so that's our scenario, which we're saying. If you have no other kli available, and you cannot get another kli, so you would wash through that hole onto your hands. You would not wash through the top. Again, you would wash through the hole, because that hole now becomes, from that point below, it's considered a kli, and above it's not considered a kli, and you cannot wash to the top part of it. So this works as long as there's a revius below it, and it's coming out of that hole, and that hole will be the place where... Now, what about a situation that this situation... How high are you allowed to put the water? So you have to put the water just below the hole, and just the revius amount below the hole, or just the amount below the hole. Now, when you turn it to pour, sometimes it goes up into the higher, the part which is above the hole. Is that problematic? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's not a problem. Even though we're saying the part above is not a kli, and the part below is a kli, but the fact that when you tilt it, it goes up to that higher part, and then it comes out of the hole, so that's not considered a problem. Okay, so that is the sikum. Now, in the next siman, the Chayyab is going to talk about, is there any way to fix this hole? What do you have to stop it up with? That would be considered a way to fix the hole. Meanwhile, have a good day.